This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Mary Louise Kelly.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. A top BP official says the relief wells designed to stop the oil spewing into the Gulf of Mexico are on track and should be completed in August. But the company with the two-letter name still seems more like a four-letter word to many residents along the Gulf Coast, especially those who earned their living fishing the waters now tainted. Some fishermen complained that they've applied to work on the cleanup operation but have not been hired by BP. In BP's latest efforts to repair its image, the company is making changes and says it will include more local boats. NPR's David Shaper has more.
Al Kassan not only works on the water, he practically lives on it.
That's the Gulf right here. Not right here, but on the other side of that land.
Kassan's highly stilted home is the last in a row of elevated houses on the water's edge just outside of Grand Isle on the Louisiana Gulf Coast.
And this would be Caminata Bay in the back of us. That's where I do most of my fishing.
And Al Kassan keeps two of the three boats he captains as a commercial fisherman right outside his door.
Well, this is one of my bait boats. It's 20 by 8. It's an aluminum boat. It gets in real shallow water. And I put this one on the list.
That's the list of boats local fishermen put themselves on if they want to participate in BP's Vessels of Opportunity program. BP hires fishing boats, charter boats, trawlers, and other vessels to help contain and clean up the oil. These boats put out boom, haul materials, and some are being outfitted with skimming equipment to suck up some of the oil. It's keeping some fishermen along the Gulf Coast working while the waters they used to fish are closed. But not everyone on the list has been getting hired, including Kassan.
I really feel like the Vessels of Opportunity program, it's kind of like a song. When it starts on a wrong note, it ends on a wrong note.
Kassan says while he and other full-time commercial fishermen up and down the Gulf Coast sit by their idle boats, BP hires recreational boats, part-time fishermen, and even boats from far away.
Out of state, right. And they shuffle boats from this area to other areas and from other areas to here. And you shouldn't have a guy from 50 miles away working this area because I probably know it better than him.
In response to such criticism, BP announced changes to the Vessels of Opportunity program yesterday, promising to hire more local, in-state, commercial fishing and charter boats and to limit the use of recreational craft. In an interview on Grand Isle's waterfront after he met with vessel operators, BP Chief Operating Officer Doug Suttles told NPR the company is looking to increase the number of boats hired overall, especially those that can scoop up the oil.
We continue to add skimming capability every single day. We have over 550 right now, and we've got orders out there to get that up to 1,000.
We asked why it took until just recently for BP to request and bring to the Gulf the huge skimming vessel from Taiwan called a Whale.
Well, there's been a lot of work looking at these big tankers to see if they would work, and there's been some concern that for the type of spill we have, they're not the right tool. So what we are trying to do is match the right tool to this spill.
Suttles says later this week, BP will also deploy a huge oil field supply vessel outfitted with skimming equipment. And he says a third containment vessel at the site of the blown-out well, the Helix Producer, is now partially connected and will soon be able to help siphon off the oil as it is spewing out. Suttles claims it should double the amount of oil being captured each day to more than 50,000 barrels. As for the effort to finally stop the flow of oil and cap off the blown-out wellhead, Suttle says the drilling of relief wells continues to make slow but steady progress, and the first relief well should be completed on or ahead of schedule in the first 2 weeks of August. Asked what if the relief wells fail, Suttle says,
with the containment systems we're working on now and with the relief wells, as I said, you can't make absolutes or guarantees, but I think the probability of barring a weather event, the probability of not bringing this to the spillage to a stop later this summer is very remote.
But you'll have to forgive Gulf Coast residents who don't buy such assurances and will only believe it when they see it. David Shaper, NPR News, New Orleans.